Alex Aturna from Metallica's 72 Seasons album. Those guys still out on the road showing, doing that. And they just posted something about an hour ago. If you're wondering what it's like at the show, the M72 show, you can go see. They posted about a minute's worth from one of their most recent performances.
Oh, and very
cool. It's a little wild. It's a little rowdy. It's exactly what you would expect.
Sure, of
but
course.
You can see that on their socials. Metallica.
It is 95.5 KLOS at the California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
You know how you use Waze? Do you use Waze a lot?
I'd never use it at all.
Really?
No.
I always do.
Yeah.
Because I figure it gives you, it takes
great
traffic
idea.
Into
yes.
account.
Yes. I just look at, what is it? I can't remember what the...
It doesn't matter. It's another
exactly.
service that
yeah.
does the same thing.
And see if it's jammed and then plot my route and then I go that way. I don't know. I just never... I don't like them telling me what to do.
Well, here's what's funny
yeah.
is you don't realize how much you stick to the roads you know.
Big time.
Even in a city like this, where
yep.
you take pretty much the same route every day.
I've lived here most of my life at this point, and I still get lost.
Right.
If I take one weird road that
right.
I've not gone before, I'm like, where the hell am I?
I got lost on the way to work today.
Did you? Because I saw the 134 was jammed.
134 was jammed,
completely
so it said
stopped.
Get off at Woodman, so I got off at Woodman.
Right, drop down to Ventura. The Californians.
No, nope. Then I went left over to Riverside.
Oh, Riverside. Okay.
And I don't know what happened from there.
Yeah.
I was sure that I had it under control.
After a Riverside goes over under the 170, it gets a little weird. It kind of just disappears, basically.
And I was on a road I didn't know existed. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I've never, how could I never? I worked in Burbank for 10 years before.
Yeah, having lived in the valley like all this time, you would think.
It's super odd.
Yeah.
And
odd.
It was like, I don't recognize this road
yeah.
at all. It doesn't ring a bell.
And Waze wasn't telling you anything? Or
no.
You, yeah.
No. I was on my own.
Yeah.
We're lucky I'm alive.
I think it's hilarious, though, when, like, my wife will use it a lot, and it's, you know, it's really handy. We actually get where we're going and right away and everything.
So why
but
don't
she
you?
She gets so mad, the little lady and the little Waze thing or whatever, when she's like, you overshoot your exit or your...
Right.
No, go back, basically. It's like, turn around. What is the matter with you?
You can turn off the sound. I don't have the sound
oh,
on.
Oh, it's kind of funny, actually.
Yeah, all
I
right.
like being yelled at.
I it. Do mine in Chinese, but anyway, I'm lucky to be here.
Yeah, yeah.
And happy to be here. And
you made it.
Let's talk about Gibby Five.
All right. It's songs with every somewhere in the title. If the word every turns up, we'll play it if we can find it.
We have animal news on today's show.
That is a fact.
We have, what have you given up on in your house?
What do you
I'm
mean?
Not really a fix-it person.
Oh, right.
So you gotcha. Have somebody come out a couple times, and then at some point you just go, you know what? I'm going to learn to live without a microwave.
I don't need a stove.
It's just going to happen.
Who needs a bathtub?
We're just going to move forward with life like this.
That's
so
funny.
Talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour. New feature, People Are Naked. How does the story end? And the KLOS name game.
Holy cow, it's up to $2,800 now. We're still looking for that same thing and for that same thing. And sometime between now and 4, we'll ask you to be caller 25 to tell us what that thing is for your shot at $2,800.
From 95.5 KLOS. All right, I'm going to ask you how the story ends.
Okay.
The beginning of the story is a guy was drunk.
Okay.
Had too much to drink.
Okay.
And drove on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah.
In Nebraska.
Well, at least there's nobody out there.
So he's going the wrong direction.
You're going the wrong way.
Yes.
You're going to kill somebody.
On a freeway.
How does he know which way we're going?
Good question. And somehow
uh-huh.
the police got behind him and pulled him over.
So they are also going the wrong way. Behind him. They're driving behind him.
Well, they were when they pulled him over, yes.
Uh-huh.
But the question is, did they see him? How did they get involved?
How did they realize, hey, this dude is going the wrong way.
Right.
We better start following him now before you kill somebody.
Right, because they weren't following him
right.
at the beginning of him driving the wrong way on the freeway.
Well, I mean, my first guess would be they were going the right way, and they saw him going the wrong way. Headlights go by on the other side of the freeway, so they... You know, cut across the median and you know, I suppose in Nebraska probably scared an elk or something and started chasing after him. That's my guess.
That would make sense.
Right. wait a minute. What a stupid thing, because clearly this story is going to be weird.
Yes.
They had a psychic prediction. One of them thought, you know, any second now.
Police officers?
Yeah.
Right.
There's going to be someone going the wrong way. Bill. Get on the freeway and start going the wrong way, because I bet we'll catch
Wait,
someone.
They have to go the wrong way on the freeway to catch
yep.
him?
Yep.
Well, that seems harsh.
Is that too far? Too
yeah,
weird?
I don't think it's quite on. That weird.
Oh, damn it.
No.
All right, what is it then?
The man
uh-huh.
in question who was driving the wrong way on the freeway.
Oh, no.
called 911 to report everybody else driving the wrong way on the freeway.
What's the emergency?
Everybody's driving right at me. They're going the wrong way on the freeway.
They almost killed me, bro, he said on the call.
He did?
Yes. They almost killed me, bro. All these cars are going the wrong way.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. He was tough to bring down, so they tased him three times.
Did he say, don't tase me, bro?
No, he did not.
What an imbecile.
He called 911.
Even very, 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 very drunk, wouldn't it somewhere in the back of your head go, maybe I'm going the wrong way, bro?
You would think.
I mean, right?
Because if all the other cars are coming at you,
right?
I mean, that really only says you're going the wrong way.
I was going to keep going. These idiots are going the wrong way, man.
Stupid. I'm calling the police.
I take you up on that, Kevin. I'd like a drink, please.
I'm sorry?
I'll take let's see, what do I want? A vodka tonic, please.
Coming right up.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Naked man enters two Edgewater homes, fights with homeowners. This feature is called People Are Naked because
Yay!
There are a lot of stories with people that are naked.
There are. There's a lot of nudity in criminal activity.
And naked always makes it funnier.
Yes, it does.
I don't know exactly why this guy did what he did, but he broke into a house and started fighting with the guy. And then,
maybe because he was clothed. He's like, this is clothing optional criminality.
And then he ran away from that guy and went into the next door neighbor's house and started fighting with him. Listen to this.
The details that we're getting from both police and the victims in this case, they are so strange that some of the other people in this Edgewater neighborhood who we've talked to out here today say they just don't believe it.
For the most part, it's very quiet neighbor.
You know, it's always.
Yes.
It never happens in this neighborhood.
This is in near Denver.
Sure, it never happens there. Yeah. There's no nudity in Denver.
Right.
Usually. Yeah.
Very quiet neighborhood feel. Young families and young professionals for the most part.
And that's why what happened here on Monday afternoon is extra odd.
My wife had just walked out of the house. She was getting in her car and she noticed this man wearing nothing but a trash bag.
There was a new wave band that used to wear trash bags, these women, back in the
80s.
Maybe
he's trying to bring it back.
Yeah.
He says that man walked right through their front door.
And I chased after him into our house and then started yelling at him, pushing him out, and then...
So she's getting in her car.
Yeah.
And he pushes past and goes into the house.
Yeah.
And now,
imagine that guy who's saying goodbye to his wife.
Nice, normal day getting started.
2 seconds later, he's fighting with a naked stranger.
That's not the way to start your day.
That's fantastic.
That's not the way to start.
Of course it is.
We started kind of wrestling on our porch here. I just had a few scratches, a torn shirt, and a broken gate.
See, he was trying to get some clothes. That's really probably what it was.
He wanted to borrow?
Yeah.
He says the whole thing lasted just a couple minutes.
He just kicked down our gate, which you can see, and then ran over to our neighbor's house.
We're told he got inside that house, too, then ran out back into the alley. That's when Edgewater police showed up.
At which point he had dropped his trash bag.
And home security cameras show what happened next.
In one fell swoop, you're chasing a naked man down an alley. He's a large individual. He's about 6'5",
250 pounds.
Or 215 pounds.
Wow.
6'2", 215. Right. Sure. Okay.
Of course.
Had no clothes on. He was naked. And he was not listening to the officer's commands.
Police say it took several tries with a taser to get him to stop. Still, it's unclear why he was on this block or why he chose these houses to target.
He just happened to be there and was on meth or something.
Yeah. But I mean, like.
But I'll tell you what was hilarious is the video, the security camera video of the alley.
Right.
Because the two homeowners are chasing him down the alley.
And he's lost his garbage bag at this point.
He's so completely
naked.
So they, but they do have.
Look, Ethel!
They do have it blurred out.
Right.
For the TV station.
Sure. Yeah.
And then the cops get involved and then he's still belligerent.
Is he running down the alley in his bare feet?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Crazy.
I mean, that's the least crazy part of that story. Are you handy?
No, God, no.
Same.
I can't fix anything.
Same.
Cars. That's why I never owned a classic Mustang, because I knew I couldn't fix it and keep it running.
What
I didn't
about
want
around
to kill
the house?
It. Nope.
Same.
Nope.
Same.
I'll kill bugs for the wife, but that's it.
I don't even kill spiders. I ask her to.
Well, you at least have a reason, a pretty good reason. But now, if something's broken, that's the beauty of renting at this point again. We're like, hello, the light bulb isn't coming on. Can you come change it?
Right. But we have a relatively new house.
Oh, yeah.
And the bathroom door doesn't close.
Okay. That's annoying.
Yeah, it just doesn't close.
Right.
So
a real man would take it off the hinges and get her fixed right away.
Figure it out, of course.
My dad would have tried to, and then it would have been much worse. It would have been like hanging sideways.
See, that's why I don't try.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm a step further than him. No, but we had people come over and look at it, and then it didn't close. And then somebody else came over and looked at it, and it didn't close.
Huh. Maybe it's a portal into another dimension.
And I literally gave up. I just said,
screw it.
It's something we're going to have to deal with.
Just ignore the noise when I'm in there, dear, from now on.
She's not going to let it go. But I was just like, well, listen, we tried.
We tried.
I don't know where to go from here.
If you had two people after you tried, I'd say that's a given at the old college try, as far as I'm concerned.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a lost cause. Forget it.
There are times that you have stuff in your house where you've tried to fix it.
Right.
Several times.
Maybe even if you're actually pretty handy. Maybe sometimes you actually can.
But at some point, you just have to call it and go, listen, we're going to have to work around the fact that we don't have a microwave or the fact that this drawer doesn't work.
Yeah, or the elevator that goes down to the sub-basement where all the gaming equipment is. Yeah,
Is
not
That's
working.
What I mean, gaming equipment.
Yeah, that.
Right.
818-955-KLOS.
You just gave up.
I can't think of anything.
You're just living with whatever it is because you gave it too many tries. And you just said, all right, listen, this is my life.
It just don't
work. It's just not going to work, and we'll work around it.
The last place I was living, we had a gate out into the backyard, and you had to slam it shut every time and slam it, and it got worse and worse, and it went on, and the wall started kind of crumbling and everything. And I didn't care. I didn't do anything about it. I just kept slamming it and slamming it and slamming it. And finally, it broke. You know, but I mean, that was my solution.
But listen, it's sort of the same as mine. So we want to take calls 818-955-KLOS. What have you given up on in your house?
Yeah.
You just gave up. It's going to stay broken. We'll live.
All right. So the refrigerator stinks now because it hasn't worked for ages. All the food rotted. Whatever.
818-955-KLOS. We're not very patient and we're not very good at fixing stuff.
True both.
So I was trying to fix the bathroom door twice. Had somebody come out twice. Couldn't fix it.
So it just stays open? Like,
just give it up.
You just won't
I just wrap it closed with toilet paper. It's the only way
to do
it.
That's a hell of a solution. That's good. That's my kind of solution.
So we're asking you, is there something in your house that you've just given up on, and it's just going to stay that way forever?
It's broke!
KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Voice Dude calling from the OC. Long-time caller, first-time listener.
Thank you. What have you given up on in your house?
Well, it was my first house in Sun Valley. We called it the Travis House because the guy that owned it was named Travis. Everything about it was wrong. He inserted every one of these beautiful wooden shades, and he installed them all upside down. These shutters, so they fell open.
Excellent.
You could never close them.
Right.
He had every light switch upside down.
Wow.
It had a swamp cooler. I don't know if you've ever done.
Oh yeah. That smell when you first turn them on.
Yep. Blah.
Oh, just even dealing with it being on the roof. Yep. Until that's the thing I gave up on. That was
sure.
Oh my God.
Just swelter. Yeah, there's nothing worse than some house that someone put together. We lived one in Hollywood. The guy was so proud. He designed it himself, and, you know, he basically had it built himself, and it sucked. Everything was wrong with it.
Was this guy trying to be artistic by making everything upside down?
It might have worked if he'd gone with the roof on the bottom.
Right, so that's actually clever. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Crazy Dave.
Hey, Crazy Dave.
You talk about things you don't want to fix in your house? Well, the Ritchie fire came through and burned all of it, everything. It burned our house down to nothing. I sat down in a lawn chair with a six-pack of beer and watched it go.
You know, I mean, you know, if it's not going to serve you as a shelter and you can't fix it, screw it. Watch it burn.
I ran in the house, grabbed the list, held in my pocket. After the place burned to the ground, I held the list to my wife and said, here you go, baby. It's all done.
Honey-do list complete. Right on, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
What have you given up on in your house?
I wore that 45 out. I played it so much. Pick the needle up, put it back at the beginning of the song, pick the needle up, and about 1 hour from right now, brand new stuff from those guys. Brand new Rolling Stones music we're going to play. on KLOS.
Right now we are talking about things that you just gave up on. You tried to fix them a couple times in your house, and it was just like, you know what? That's going to stay broken.
It's just not going to work from now on, and oh well.
So what is broken in your house that you've given up on?
Yeah, toilet. I tried to reinstall a toilet in the basement, and the floor was warped. The guy, the contractor, whoever put the floor, I found out was warped, and so it was going to cost me more to replace the entire floor in that area of the bathroom where the toilet is at. Yeah, I forgot the quote, but it was high, and the guy just told me, you know what? We can put the toilet, but it's going to be cockeyed. You know what I mean? It's not going to be level.
Right.
No. And he said, you know what? I said, just leave it. He goes, no. He said, I'm going to come back. Well, he never came back. I didn't call him no more.
Right.
You know what? It just stayed cockeyed. I just said, screw it. I can't fix it. I'm not going to deal with it. And it's a basement bathroom. So tiddly-dee, tiddly-dah.
Have you ever tried to use it, though, maybe when you're not sober and forgot? And
I've used it. I've used just to, number one, pee-pee.
There you go.
There you go.
As long as you don't have to go very much, yeah. That's awesome, dude.
Thank you, right on, man.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Flo.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, things you couldn't get to work.
Yeah, you just gave up.
It was my mother-in-law.
Come up with some suggestions for Give Me Five. It's a matter of moments away, and it's songs with every somewhere in the title.
The word every needs to be in the title. 818-955-KLOS.
Or you can always tweet us. We are at Kevin and Slogo.
Give Me Five.
So we're doing songs about spoons.
What?
No, we're not.
Spoons?
No, a spoon man.
Oh. I already forgot what we just played.
Is every. The word is every. It needs to be in the title of the song. And Scott and Mariah both already tweeted this one.
Every little thing she does is magic. I can smoke that. Hey, it cut off the end of it. I was like going to play the end of it. Who put that in there?
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
But it's always me that ends up getting wet. And it's funny because I was going to say, it's like kind of a departure for Sting. Usually he would repeat SOS, sure. sending out an SOS. And the earlier songs all the time, but then he actually had some stuff to say at the end. That they just cut it off! You piece of crap!
That's how we do.
Oh, well, every single song in today's Gimme 5 has the word every in the title, and what have we here, young Kevin? You're not going to say that it's Keith for Keith?
I don't want to say it's
Everybody
Keith.
Wants some?
Keith in Culver City.
No? You don't want to say that?
I will say Keith Fry!
It is classic alternative out of the 1980s on Channel 33. It's for that's
wrong station. 95.5 KLOS.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Southern California's rock station.
Kirk suggested that one. Good suggestion, Kirk.
Now we're doing Give Me Five songs with every in the title. KLOS, hello.
I'm going to tell you what it's going to piss them off. Everybody by Madonna.
Madonna. We are getting some weird requests today. We got a request for, what was it, Dean Martin. Everybody loves somebody. I'm actually almost tempted to play that. More than Madonna, I suppose. Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Okay, this falls in two categories. It's also one of the longest titles. Everybody's got something to hide except for me and my monkey.
Yeah, that is true. That's a good song as well. All right, yeah, we might get that on for you. Thank you, man. Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello. It's our Give Me Five.
Songs with every in the title.
Hi, okay. I have two, actually. Everyday People, Flying the Family Stone.
Right.
Or...
Everybody's Got Something to Hide Except for Me and My Monkey Beetles.
Well, that's two in a row. Let's do that one, then. Who's this?
Sue,
thanks for calling. Continuing our every theme there with his Every Breath I Take, which Sting stole. Thief. I suppose you're wondering why I'm pulling you over today, Sting. Thief of lyrics, you bastard. I'm sorry, I'm just rambling.
You're listening to a one-man play.
Help! I've lost my mind.
It's time for animal stories. There's always animals in the news.
That's
always.
Very true, yeah, because they're always just unpredictable, and they're always in places you're not supposed to be.
It's time for animal stories. There's always animals in the news.
That's very true, yeah, because they're always just unpredictable, and they're always in places you're not supposed to be.
In this particular place, it's in Australia, there was a nursery owner named Humphrey Harrington.
Love it! What a great name that is.
Who's been trying desperately to figure out who's eating his seedlings. He's growing seedlings.
Seedlings, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Like little tiny plants.
Right, gotcha.
And at first, he thought, well, maybe it's like escaped goats.
Right, sure.
Or perhaps a possum.
Okay.
The team at the Eastern Forest Nursery had first noticed the plants were being chewed a few months ago. There weren't really any signs. There were no tracks or anything to indicate what it could have been.
Hmm. Are they camera up?
It was a mystery.
Sure.
No, they didn't. He said the last thing he expected to walk into one day was a koala bear.
A koala bear?
Dazed and too stuffed to move. He'd eaten so many plants, he couldn't move.
Oh, I've been there, man.
Surrounded by stripped eucalyptus plants.
Dude.
He looked like he was full. He looked very pleased with himself. Staff are now building a koala-proof fence around their seedlings.
Is Mexico paying for it?
To thwart Claude,
right.
As his Claude. Name is. His name is Claude. Claude the koala, who's snacking on several thousand plants, cost the nursery $6,000.
Oh, man. Wow. Did he have a beer with it? And that fills you up pretty fast, too, you know? You're sitting there with a beer.
That's true. You're not climbing a tree if you have a beer.
I guess that's true.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And People Are Naked, brand new feature.
Love it.
A dude broke into two houses and just to fight the owners.
Nude,
yeah.
Completely nude.
Uh-huh.
We're not sure why. Why was that necessary?
I assume drugs? I don't know.
Makes sense.
In animal stories, a koala bear stole and ate so many seeds it couldn't leave the scene of the crime. Couldn't climb back up into the tree.
I mean, they're usually super active, so this was weird for him, I'm sure.
And tomorrow's your next chance to play the KLOS name game at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
$3,100 on the line. Good luck unto you. All right, I'm out of here. I'm off to pet the kitty, the Wunderbar kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
There's always certain bands I'm happy to get new music from. It's been 18 years since we've gotten a new album from Rolling Stones.
And it's coming out in October.
Yeah, October 20th. And it is called Hackney Diamonds. From it, that's the new one we've been playing, Angry. That's some good stuff.
I love that song.
I am really loving it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. The last a contestant said Space War.
Yes, Cindy,
as her guess.
Yeah, Cindy guessed Space War.
And I've never heard of it.
I didn't really sound familiar either.
So we looked it up, and Space War exclamation point is one of the first video games ever created.
Wow.
MIT 1962. Isn't that crazy?
You showed me the graphic. It looks a little like Asteroid.
Kind of.
Black and white, and it's just super simple. Very cool. Interesting guess. So you know what? You should look it up. Look up Space War. Sometime between now and 4, it might be yours. You call it 25 when we tell you to call, and you can play the name game with us. Good luck.
Pretty exciting. Love it when the numbers get this high.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yep.
What's it up to?
$2,800.
We have your shot to win your share of that money. $2,800. Caller 25 right now, 818-955 KLOS, and you get to play the KLOS name game. Good luck.
The name game.
Okay. Take our money. Take it.
KLOS, who is this?
It's Paul.
Paul, you're caller 25.
Nice.
Nice indeed. We are looking for the name of a classic arcade game.
Beep, beep, beep. Don't fall off a cliff while you're backing up and trying to play the game, all right? Actually, do that.
Yeah.
We want to hear that.
That would be kind of cool.
I'm at the dump right now, the trash dump.
All right.
Well, you know, whatever dump you're at, that's okay. All right, so the last couple of guesses were Galaxian and Frogger. Oh, man, I love Frogger. But those were wrong.
Same.
What do you think it is?
I think it's Joust.
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 I haven't played that one in 5,362 years. Oh!
Sorry, that's incorrect.
Joust is not right, dude. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll give it a try.
I guess it's a good thing you're in the dump, because you're... totally makes sense.
Before 5 o'clock, $2,900 in the KLOS name game. $2,900.
Yeah, sometime between now and 5, we're going to say, hey, be caller 25. Do that. Just do it. And then you can play our precious little game with us.
Don't do it right now.
No, not now.
We will tell you when to call.
Yeah.
The KLOS name game is up to $2,900.
Dang.
Let's call right now. 818-955-KLOS. If you're caller 25, you'll get a chance to play. Good luck. $2,900. KLOS, who is this?
This is Cindy.
Cindy?
You're caller 25.
Oh, cool.
Suppose you're caller 26 or 27 on the other line. I heard a busy signal. You're using a bunch of phones, huh?
Just two.
That's all right.
You're trying to win. That's good. Good for you.
Yeah, I've been trying.
Did you get to play the KLOS name game? We're looking for the name of a classic arcade game.
And I should tell you, the last couple of guesses were Joust and Galaxian. And those were nada. They were out of order. Those weren't working. So what do you think it is?
Well, I have two of them, but I'm going to go for one.
Okay.
Space War.
That was a really weird movie, wasn't it? And a game?
Space War, you're saying.
Kevin, go ahead and open the official envelope there and see if Space War's inside. No Space Wars.
Sorry, incorrect.
Sorry.
Yeah, nobody picked that one, so I said
nope. That's smart.
Well, that's the way to go. Absolutely.
Okay.
Better luck next time between 5 and 6.
When it is $3,000.
Oops. Sorry. And you need to visit the facilities really quick, or
okay? We have your shot to win $3,000. We'll take caller 25 right now. 818-955 KLOS. You get to play the KLOS name game. Good luck. Who is this?
Yeah, my name is Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Tracy, you're caller 25.
You have got to be kidding me.
No, it is a fact.
Not kidding. We're doing the KLOS name game. Are you ready?
Oh, my gosh.
Step into the KLOS arcade, please, with a handful of, well, whatever.
We are looking for the name of a classic arcade game.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
The jackpot is $3,000, and let Sluggo tell you the last two guesses.
Last two guesses were one of the original video games from 1962, Space War and Joust. So what arcade game do you think we're looking for?
Okay, I'm going to go with Spy Hunter.
You're what now? I'm sorry, you broke up. Try it again.
Spy Hunter.
Spy Hunter.
You're saying Spy Hunter.
Yes.
Sorry.
No.
That was a long pause, man.
I was trying to torture her.
Dun, 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 dun. Well, sorry, but thanks for trying.
No worries. You'll hear from me again.
Excellent.
Good. Right on. And the next chance to call in and try is with Heidi and Frank tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.
It'll be worth $3,100.
It's Chrissy Hind of the Pretenders' birthday today. She was born on the 7th of September 1951 in Akron, Ohio. The guess who played their last live show for a very long time on this day in rock in 1975. Pink Floyd's first album, Sans, Roger Waters, A Momentary Lapse of Reason, released in the UK on this day in rock in 1987.